Good morning and good coffee, everybody.
Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today. It is, what is it, Wednesday the 16th of August. We're halfway through the month. I don't know where these months go. They keep going faster and faster and faster, and that's just crazy talk. And I get distressed over it all the time. Well, it is a little bit later than I usually like to have one of these come out. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning as I'm recording it. But I am out here in the garden trying to pick another bucket of beans. I have unfortunately neglected the beans a fair amount. Just being gone and having other things happening, and I've got a lot of beans that I'm going to say they are going to seed. And we'll just have to live with that. But I do love green beans. It's probably my favorite vegetable. Hi, Louise. The kitty cat Louise has come to join us. How are you, Louise? She loves hanging out whenever I'm here in the garden. Whether it's planting or harvesting, or weeding, she likes coming out here and sometimes be a pest. But other times, she is a welcomed companion. So I don't know if any of you have gardens going this year. But two things that always come to play a part is weeding and having everything come to harvest at the same time. And then you don't have time to deal with it all. So that's kind of what happens this year too. We have part of the garden with this weed barrier cloth that works really well. And then we have another part where we put onions and potatoes, and you can't even see anything from that. It is all filled up with lamb's quarter. They're grown in there. I'm just going to have to go in and fight to find them. Here's a whole bunch of beans that are too late, so they're going to go to let them dry out and go to seed. That's kind of what happens. You have to tend your garden and commit to the time for doing it. And that is a challenge from time to time. What the heck is it? This isn't a bean plant. This has to be a weed that's gotten in here. When you get it all in, you got to make the time to either eat it, if it's a small garden, or you're putting it up for the other months of the year. And that's what we like to do. I love canning. It's one of my favorite new hobbies. And so canning green beans, I love that. We've got deep freezes. A lot of people will freeze their produce, and we do that with some, but we've got two deep freezes that are full, and we try to eat out of them as much as we can. But also, it's amazing how different things that aren't produce or aren't meat winds up getting stuck in there, and you forget about them. Ooh, this one broke. I'll have to eat it. That's good. There's other things. I mean, there's canning. There's dehydrating. You get one of those little $50 dehydrators from Earl King. And they work pretty good with certain things. One of the things I enjoyed doing was we had some citrus. And you slice it thin, you know, like quarter inch to maybe a third of an inch. And then you dip it in sugar and then put that on the dehydrator tray. And that turns into some really good snacks. You can do it with orange. You can do it with lemon. Haven't tried it with a grapefruit, but those are pretty good. But then we have a freeze dryer, and it has been on the blink lately, but talked with service with it, and they said, try an upgrade on the software. And it's like, well, I tried an upgrade before, and this is a newer one. Maybe they've worked out the bugs. And it's like, oh, I'm not buying this. But lo and behold, it worked. So I'm really happy about that. So I'm going to do some freeze drying of onions. Onions are really good freeze dried. And we, you can freeze dry potatoes. You can also can potatoes. Last year I canned some potatoes and really wasn't overly happy about the results. So I don't know if I'm going to do that anymore, unless it's like with stew, then that's pretty good. Boy, those are plum white. What's wrong with those green beans? But you know, life is a little bit like a garden, isn't it? You've got a weed life. You got to do things to keep yourself focused and not be distracted and put energy into weeds. The weeds of life. Maybe they're bad habits. Maybe they're distractions. Maybe it's over worrying about something that really isn't worth worrying about, or it doesn't really apply, or you can't do a cotton picking, chicken plucking thing about it. So why are you stressing it? Social media, as I've lamented on before, is quite an addictive little thing. I would say I definitely have those effects in my life, as do most people that use social media. Not all, but most. And I saw something recently that it was a good suggestion. Don't give up social media, but only do social media intentionally. You know, there's a lot of good people out there to follow, whether it's on Facebook or one of the other, you know, social media things, or on YouTube, Rumble, and intentionally listen to just a few people or a few, you know, groups where it's helpful to you. But don't just, you know, flick your finger and just scroll, 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 because next thing you know, you've just lost a whole bunch of time. So, weed your garden. Weed your garden of the different things that's taking away the nutrients, the energy, the focus of your life. Do some weeding. But then, another thing you need to do is you need to have a plan for your produce. When things are going well, when things are happening the way you want them to, a lot of times stuff happens all at once. Maybe it's good stuff, maybe it's not so good stuff. I mean, not so good stuff can hit us, boom, all at once. But, you know, while some things that happen are predictable, some things aren't. But you know what? Some of those non-predictable things are actually predictable. If you see patterns of certain things happening, maybe it's with certain people, maybe it's with certain situations or environments or things that you do, sometimes you can predict them better than what you give yourself credit for. And if we can predict them, then we can kind of cope with it better. You know, it's like with gardening. If I lived in the tropics, if I lived in California, Arizona, If I lived in Florida or one of the southern states where it's warmer, I could be growing stuff all year long. I could just keep planting different things. Just kind of like you can have spring peas and you can have fall peas. And you can predict that. Well, here, we don't have that luxury. Or that curse, depending on how you look at it. We have just certain times where things can grow. And so we don't simply go out and say, wait, there's no food out here today for me to eat. Well, you know what? There isn't, because it's not that right time of year anymore. It's past that. So you have to prepare. Now, you can go to the grocery store and buy food. That's one way of dealing with it. You can raise your own and can it. Or you can buy, you know, whenever it's in season from other people and can it. Or freeze it, or freeze dry it, or dehydrate it, however you're wanting to preserve. But you see, what you're doing then is you're kind of planning ahead for when there's going to be a lot. You know, we have a second refrigerator in our lodge building, and so we can use that to store food that is in the process of being preserved, and that's a way of planning and dealing with it. Well, you know, there's other things in life that happens that maybe seems like it's coming out of the blue, but maybe not. Do you have one of those friends, or maybe a family member or neighbor, that just seems to run from crisis to crisis? It's pretty predictable, isn't it? But just because somebody else is having a crisis doesn't mean you need to adopt that crisis. So having a plan on how you deal with those kind of circumstances can help what sometimes is dealt with or feels like a crisis, help you deal with it in a way where it's not. There's always going to be weeds. There's also always going to be produce in all parts of our life. What we simply need to do is a little bit of planning and then practice the discipline. Practice the discipline to follow through. All right, well, that is going to be it for today. A little bit of a shorter one, but frankly, it's really hard to pick beans when you're holding your phone in one hand. So I'm going to let you go. You have a great one today, and we'll catch you next time for some more morning coffee. Take care. Bye-bye.